Hi guys, this is Your Hospice Anonymous. You are now checked into the rehab. If you haven't done so already, please make sure that you subscribe to this channel because why wouldn't you want to hear from me once a week? I mean, seriously. So today we're going to talk about the ninth vortex of hell, also known as the ton 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 friend zone. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background as to why I'm talking about this topic because it's kind of different as to what inspired today's episode. I was on YouTube. I was actually checking out something that I wanted to repair, and a video suggestion popped up, and I happened to click on it because the guy that was doing the video, his name was Sparty something. And he was talking about the friend zone. And honestly, this guy looked like he had escaped the Jersey Shore. So I wasn't sure if I was one of those characters that now had a YouTube channel. So I happened to click on it, and he was the quintessential Guido. I mean, no tea, no shade. But from the way that he spoke, the way that he was dressed up, the way that he gave his advice, it was so geared towards the player macho guy, where everything was like, we don't get into the friend zone. No, that doesn't happen. You go and bang the woman. And honestly, I was like, oh my gosh, this kind of stuff is out there. And whoever is listening to this dude's advice, and again, no tea, no shade, because he had some great videos on it, but the way that he was giving this advice, it was just geared towards such a pompous, arrogant, self-centered, metrosexual man that it was disturbing that people would actually take this advice. So that is what transpired into today's episode, but I'm gonna do it very, very differently. Obviously, my advice is gonna be totally different, but I'm gonna talk about the dreaded friend zone in two parts. I'm gonna address it if you're stuck in the friend zone with someone that you're only friends with, and I'm gonna address it on how to escape the friend zone if you have dated someone and now you're stuck in the friend zone. So let's start off with, how do you escape the friend zone if you're just friends with someone? So my first advice is don't ever get into the friend zone with a friend. Honestly, you have a better chance of being resurrected from the dead than you have from escaping the friend zone. That's why it's called a zone. It's not something easy to escape. And it really, really sucks because when you think about it logically, it kind of makes sense that if you're interested in someone and they don't want to date you, well, you could still spend time with them by being their friend. But the problem is, when someone only starts to see you as a friend, guess who they're going to date? Everyone else but you. And guess what benefits you're getting? Not the ones that come with friends with benefits. You are getting the emotionally turbulent talks. You are becoming the person that has to give them advice about who they like or who they're dating. You become that freaking 3 a.m. my car got stuck somewhere phone call. In short, there are no benefits for you. And guess what? If you are a schmuck, and yes, that's my Jewish side coming out, if you are a schmuck, you will basically keep doing all of these nice things in hopes that this person will one day wake up and realize that you are the perfect partner for them. But that only works in movies. In reality, that is not how any of this pans out. You will continue to be the fallback plan. You will continue to be the backup when nothing else pans out in their life. You will continue to be that person that will keep doing nice things for this individual, man or woman, as they keep dating one person after another after another. So let's backtrack. Don't get into the friend zone. That's my first advice. There's nothing good that comes out of the friend zone. If there is someone that you like and if they don't have feelings for you or emotions for you, and you are only trying to be their friend because you think you're going to change their mind, that's probably not going to happen. So stop wasting your time. Go find other friends who you're not interested in. And that friendship would work out much, much better. Now, there is an exception to this rule. And there's only one exception to this rule. Now, if you are in the friend zone with someone, because let's say when you met this person, they were in a relationship or you were in a relationship, and that is why you're now just friends with this individual, then there's some hope. Because that means that maybe if the circumstances were different, maybe something could have happened between the two of you. But even in this scenario, you have to have a good idea of whether or not the attraction is there. And I'm not saying go ahead and try to do something stupid if one of you is in a relationship, but you should be able to tell if this person maybe indirectly flirts with you, or maybe has mentioned something like, oh, I wish I would have met you when I was single, or anything along the lines that alludes to the fact that if they were single, or if you were single, there was hope. In that case, you have a pretty decent chance that should circumstances change, now I'm not telling you to sabotage their relationship or leave whoever you were with to go be with this person. Because honestly, that's on you. But should circumstances change, then maybe there's a possibility of the two of you getting together. But even in this, I'm gonna be 100% honest with you guys. Like, life is a biatch. Like, even if you were in this scenario, because our lives are not a movie, here's how it usually pans out. They like you. You're kind of interested in them. Let's say they are in a relationship, you are single. What's going to happen is you'll end up in a relationship, then they'll get single, then they'll be in a relationship, and it'll just be a stupid game that you play for the rest of your life. And the timing between the two of you, unless you're just like, you know what, let's just dump whoever we're with and get together, it's going to be so hard to coordinate that. Which is why don't even hold your breath in that scenario. But for those that are brave and for those that are like, no, this is the person that I want to be with, I'm in the friend zone with them, even though we were both single when we got into the friend zone, or I'm in the friend zone with them, I know one day they'll break up and I'll just be lurking in the background waiting for that moment to happen. Listen on, because you know what? I believe in the odds that are one in a billion. So here's the advice for all of you that are not faint at heart and that have that hope alive. Now, I don't think you're smart for keeping this hope alive, but you know what? I support that and I respect that. And who knows, maybe things will work out for you. And in the odd chance that they do, here is the game plan that you can utilize and just kind of have it in your back pocket. Now, the easiest way to employ this game plan is if the both of you are single. Okay, because if one of you is in a relationship, don't do some of the things that I'm about to tell you to do. Because I don't want your partner being like, oh my God, my man or my woman listen to your podcast. No. So I'm giving you this advice with the assumption that the both of you are single and in hopes that may the odds forever be in your favor. So here is what you do. If you are stuck in the friend zone with someone, first thing I want you to do is create some sort of tension between you and the other person. And I'm not talking about causing fights. I'm not talking about being super dramatic. But if you've noticed, anytime people are in relationships, there is a little bit of tension, there's a little bit of sexual chemistry, there's a little bit of uneasiness. So you have to figure out, depending on your friendship and depending on this person, how to create that little bit of tension, that little bit of spark. And the reason why I want you to create that is because when you think about passion, when you think about intimacy, it is built on spark. It is built on that firework that exists between you and another person. But when you think about friendship is platonic, where you don't have that. You don't have feelings of jealousy. You don't have feelings of nervousness when that person is in front of you. You don't have feelings of anxiousness as you get closer to seeing that person. So depending on your friendship, you have to figure out how can you trigger that sort of uneasiness in your friendship. And like one of the easiest ways to do it is, let's say if there's you're out there in a restaurant or something, and this is just a platonic friendship. So if there is someone that is attractive, you can ask your quote unquote friend, what do they think about you and that other person? And then notice what type of reaction that you get. Now, if this person doesn't care, and assuming that you guys are friends, I would assume that they don't care, then you have to create that little bit of tension. Maybe get up and talk to that person that you find attractive. Because here's the thing, it kills two birds in one shot. One, if it doesn't create tension with this person, I'm helping you go find somebody else. That could be your fallback plan, and who knows, that might be a better situation than this one. And then two, someone telling you to go and do something versus you doing something in front of a person are two different things. Maybe in theory, your quote unquote friend is okay with you dating other people. But when they actually see you talking to somebody else, that may create a spark or that may light a little bit of fire under their ass where they're like, you know what? Why am I not okay with this person talking to somebody else? And that's what I want you to do. I want you to create a little bit of tension because here's why. Not only will this let you to see if there's any sort of hope in this Mission Impossible plan, and this will also make the other person realize why do they feel the way that they do? Because here's the thing about friend zone. Sometimes we put people in a friend zone and we get super comfortable in that relationship. And let's say, even if it was someone that you thought was attractive and they thought that you were attractive, now you're just so used to seeing this person all of the time that that spark isn't there. And it wasn't that big to begin with. So you are super comfortable with this individual just being your friend. But sometimes when we're placed in situations that are a little bit awkward and a little bit uncomfortable for us, we might react in ways that may get us to take a pause and think, wow, why did I just do that? And that is the aha moment I want you to create for this other person. I want them to have a type of reaction, regardless of whether it's in this scenario or you have a different scenario that just causes tension, where I want them to take a step back and think, why did I feel that way? Why did I think that way? Why was I uncomfortable in that situation? And the reason why I want them to have that thought is because I want them to start questioning then if maybe they have feelings for you. Maybe they find you attractive. Maybe there's more to this friendship than what they initially thought. Okay, so that's one thing that I want you to do. Second of all, one big mistake that men and women both make is that when they are in this friend zone, and even if one of them wants to get out of this stupid friend zone, and God knows I hate the friend zone, they will not put in any effort into their appearance. Don't look like a bum off the street if you're seeing this person. If you're trying to attract this individual, put on your A game. Look the part. Look like someone that they would want to be with. In fact, you know what? Look better than someone that they would be with. And then get them to start seeing you in a new light. So if you're used to just kicking it in sweats with your hair up, no makeup on, or if you're just wearing those swimming pool slippers that I don't know why people wear when they're not near a swimming pool, it is time to upgrade and look the part of someone that even maybe out of their goddamn league. Forget somebody that they would date. Look like someone that would be out of their league that they would want to be with. That's how you should dress the part. And take it a step further. Don't just look at it from a physical standpoint, but level up your game. Level up your game in terms of how you speak, in terms of your knowledge. Obviously, if you're friends with this person, you have a competitive advantage because there's a lot of things that you should know about this individual. Hopefully, you know what they like, what they don't like. Hopefully, you know the type of people that they usually go for. Hopefully, you know what their turn-ons are in terms of what they look for in a partner. Use all of that insight to your knowledge and act that part. In fact, every single time where you are hanging out with this person, have them believe that this is a date. That is right. Because we are not here to be your friend. So every single time you're hanging out with this person, act as you would be on a date. And it should be so easy for you to do if you're creating the tension, if you're looking the part, if you're acting the part of their partner. And for those of you that have heard that old saying, dress for the part that you want, not the part that you have. So that should be like your motto. If you want to get out of the friend zone, every time you're hanging out with this person, don't act like that's your boy or that's your girl. No, act like that's your man or that's your woman. And it's not like you have to say anything to them, but carry yourself in that manner that even when people see you out in public, people automatically assume that the two of you are together. And for those of you that listen to this podcast channel religiously, you know how much I believe in that whole manifestation and bringing things to life. So it has to start with your thinking, followed by your actions. And here's a bit of a caveat. If for whatever reason you have this type of friendship where you do some of these things and it doesn't seem to be working, here's what I want you to do. You disappear. I'm not even kidding. It's as if the aliens sent down a spaceship and abducted you and you're just gone. I want you to go poof. And you have just disappeared out of this person's orbit. And the reason why I want you to disappear is because if you've done some of these things and nothing is shifting between you and this individual, that is probably because they're so used to seeing you in a certain light that we need to shake that image of you in their eyes. And the best way to do that is just go hiatus. Go disappear. Maybe it's for a month. Maybe it's for 2 months. Don't provide any explanation. Just boom, gone. We have a lot of friends in our lives. Not everybody keeps in touch with everybody every single day. So for the moment, disappear. No Snapchats, no Facebooks, no Instagrams, no TikToks, no whatever else you're doing, no text messages, nothing. Boom, gone. And in that time, I want you to work on yourself. I want you to work on yourself in terms of your physical appearance. I want you to work on yourself in terms of your confidence. Because honestly, if you're really into someone and that person doesn't give you the time of day, I don't care how big of an ego or pride or self-esteem you have, it chips away a little bit. So take that time, get away from this person, go work on you. Go explore some hobbies, go travel, go live your best life. Look damn good looking while doing it. Go meet some amazing people. Go on some great dates. Boost up your confidence. And then prepare for your grand return. And once you've done all of this, you will then reemerge. And when you come back into the picture with this person, and now there's a billion excuses that you can give to this individual. You don't need to tell them like, oh my gosh, I was in love with you and you didn't notice me and I just felt so bad about myself and I just had to go and work on my self-esteem and it was just terrible. No, 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 no. When you come back, you will have some sort of a story about how you were too busy, how you were working on your business, how you were doing great at your job, how you were working on a fitness goal, how you wanted to travel, blah, 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 blah. Some incredible, profound story. And in nowhere in that story are you going to say anything about them, missing them, or anything. Nope, it's going to be about you, and your best friend, you. And that also reminds me, if you want to tell your person, your friend, that you have feelings for them, sure, you can go ahead and do that. But my recommendation would be, if you are going to do that, keep that very much like, hey, do you see us as friends? I'm just curious. And just very, very short and sweet. You don't need to go into lengthy explanations about your feelings, how much you love them, and blah, 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 blah. Because here's what I don't want happening. If you're in the friend zone, that person, whether they say it or not, automatically doesn't see you as a viable candidate for them to date or to be in a relationship with. So, in some ways, they think that they're better than you. And I hate to break it to you so simply. But yeah, there's some reason, some way that they think that they are better than you. Even if they say, like, oh, you're too good for me and whatever else, the reality is they're not dating you for a reason. Nobody ever not dates someone that we think is too good for us. Like, I mean, I'm gonna be honest. If Michael Ealy was like, would you like to date me? I would think about it. I honestly would. And I would think about it even when I was married. Not that I would actually do anything about it. But the point being that even in the most extreme cases, if somebody that's like your dream person comes and asks, you're gonna give it a thought. So if someone's just shutting you down and putting you in a friend zone, they're not thinking of you all that highly, at least not in that sexual dating kind of manner. So you just regurgitating your feelings and having a verbal diarrhea about how much this person means to you, all that's doing is stroking their ego and putting you even less than what they have already placed you. So no, you don't ever do that. And guys, one thing that I have seen often is that people think that if they are in a friend zone, maybe months, 2 months pass by, then they'll have that talk with you again to remind you how much they still love you. And that is the biggest turn off. If someone is not dating you, if someone is not with you, it's because they don't want to be with you. Unless, of course, they're with somebody else. So in that case, why would you continue to keep telling somebody that you have feelings for them? It's like a stalker or a groupie that you just can't get rid of. So we ain't gonna do that. And if you are gonna come back, you're gonna turn into like a Beyoncé when, all of a sudden she had like bad taste in terms of her clothing, her wigs and whatnot, and one day she just emerged and she started wearing bodysuits and her confidence was like on a 20, on a 10-point scale. That's how I want you to come back into this person's life, like as a brand new individual. And then you start your relationship with a clean slate. And you know what the craziest thing is? Oftentimes, people can't put you in the friend zone unless you agree to being in a friend zone. Like, I can tell you one thing. There's some people that will go through life who will never be in a friend zone because they refuse to be put in a friend zone. Like, for example, I'm somebody that doesn't believe in a friend zone. If I was interested in someone and that person's not interested in me, then you know what? C'est la vie. Bye-bye. But I'm not about to be that friend. Because what do you really have to gain from the friend zone? Nothing. You're just sitting over there waiting on a bone that's never going to be headed your way. So you need to make sure that your self-esteem, your pride, your ego, and your emotional stability is all intact if you really want to go after this person. And you can't be thinking that they're better than you. You have to go in with that mindset that you're the prize. Because if you don't have that level of confidence, there's no way. Nothing that I've said so far is going to be working for you. So let's assume whether you had to make a comeback or whether you tried all of the things that I told you in terms of acting like you're already in a relationship, in terms of looking your part and being confident. Let's assume all of those things that you have tried. Next is now. At this stage, you should have transformed your quote unquote friendship into something that's maybe undefined. That you guys are not really dating yet, but it doesn't feel like a friendship anymore. And the only way you will know that you're at this stage is if the person starts changing the way that they treat you or starts changing the way that they act towards you. And if you have ever dated anyone in your life before, or if you've ever been in a relationship, we can all tell when someone is interested in us. They will shift from a friend and they will start to assume the role of a partner. Maybe they'll ask you out on dates. Maybe they'll do cute little things for you. Maybe you'll be talking all of the time, but talking in terms of a boyfriend girlfriend or a girlfriend girlfriend, whichever team you play for. So you would be able to tell if your little game plan is working. And if you have done all of these things and it just doesn't seem that this person has changed their mindset, then I hate to break it to you. You are so deep encroached in this friend zone that start praying. I mean, I'm being dead serious. At that point, whatever your God is, if there's a universe, start praying because that's the only thing that's going to get you out of the friend zone. If not, disappear. Go disappear for like 5, 10 years. Go live your best life, then come back and be so fabulous that this person wants you and you're like, boo, no. And I'm just keeping it 100 because the friend zone is the hardest place to get into. Because I'm going to tell you something which you already know, but maybe you need to hear. We don't get placed into the friend zone on day one. If you are stuck in the friend zone, you were placed in the friend zone over time. Therefore, for you to dig yourself out of the friend zone, it is going to take time. Unless you have a miraculous transformation where, like I said, you disappear, you come back, and you just become the best 2.0 version of you. And you're so fabulous that this person's like, why didn't I date this person before? But other than that, there's so many other people in this world. So if you don't find yourself escaping the friend zone, instead of continuing to invest more and more effort into this, I would suggest if you've tried all the things that I've told you, pray, but then also keep your options open and date somebody else. Because sometimes we think that if we were in a relationship with that person, it would be so incredible. But even if you got that, you don't know 100% if that person will be everything and more that you would want as a partner. And I know of a lot of people that are really, really great friends. But they kind of suck if you were to start dating them. So that would be my advice to help you get unstuck from the friend zone if you are just friends and you never dated. Now, the next part. If you are in a friend zone, but you have previously dated, there is a lot more hope for you. Because here's the thing. If someone has already dated you, then you don't have to think twice about the attraction. That person was attracted to you at one point. That person had romantic feelings for you at one point. That person cared about you enough or thought of you enough or maybe even loved you enough to commit to you, assuming that you guys were in a relationship and that's a past partner. So some of the things that you would have had to do if you were just friends, you could skip through all of those hurdles. Now, your challenge, should you accept it, is that whatever feelings that that person had for you, your ex in this case, those feelings have either fizzled or they have died. And you have to figure out what caused them to fizzle and what caused them to die. And that's going to be the starting point of your game plan. If you've listened to some of my other episodes, especially the ones that I talk about relationships, if you don't do anything exciting in your relationship, then after a while, the relationship starts to phase out. And if you find yourself in a friend zone, the chances are your relationship ended because the spark fizzled. So for you, the challenge is figuring out why did that spark fizzle? Is it because you stopped putting into the effort into the relationship? Is it because you stopped taking care of yourself? Is it because you stopped prioritizing? Is it because that person isn't attracted to you anymore? Or they're dealing with stuff in their own life? Whatever the reason is, you have to figure out what caused that spark to fizzle. Now, the good thing about that is If you can figure out what caused the spark to fizzle, you can also figure out how to reignite that spark. For example, let's say you had a great passionate relationship. And the reason why your relationship was so passionate is because you were really into taking care of your body. You were always happy. You were vibrant. You were just in a really good place in your life. And then boom, I'm going to use COVID as an example. COVID hits. Next thing you know, you're just not feeling really great about yourself. You're not pursuing your passions. You're not fun to be around. You're not positive. You're not excited about anything. And as a result, you're just a shitty partner. So as a consequence of that, your partner decides to break up with you because they're no longer attracted to you. And I just don't mean physically attracted. I mean even to your personality, because you have changed so much. So in that case, if that is your scenario, then you have to figure out how to be that person that they fell in love with. Because you see, you were already able to get this person at one point, which means it's in you, boo. That superpower is in there somewhere. You just have to go back and reignite that passion. And the other beautiful thing about your situation is that you have a history with this person. That means you know what they liked about you. You know their secrets. You know what they wanted in terms of life, what they wanted in terms of relationships. So it should be easier for you to not only bring back that spark, but restart a relationship. And guys, one thing that I will say is when people start to do that, when there's like a plateau in a relationship, which every relationship comes and goes through, because every relationship is going to have ups and downs. So if there is a plateau that you hit in your relationship, don't just think, okay, we just have to kind of plow through it. Look at that as an opportunity to really reimagine your relationship. Your new relationship doesn't have to be anything like the old relationship, because now you know this person better than you did when you first started dating. Now, maybe you have changed a little bit. Maybe they have changed a little bit. So do something in your new relationship where not only are you igniting the passion between you and this individual, not only have you figured out what caused the passion to die out, but then figure out how do you make your relationship better? How do you make it seem like it's brand new? Because when you think about longevity, if you're going to be dating somebody for X number of years, or if you're planning on getting married, that is a long time to be with the same person doing the same damn thing. So find ways to create excitement in your relationship. Find ways to be closer in that relationship. And I'll give you one piece of advice that I've given the people that are just friends that are trying to be more, is that do not ever accept being in the friend zone. There is nothing, and I can't even emphasize this enough, nothing good that comes out of being in a friend zone. Especially when you have feelings for somebody. All you're going to do is just keep holding on to hope. And the best example that I can give of this is, if you are used to being the leading man or a leading woman in a movie, why would you sign up to be a supporting actor? Like, who does that? First of all, you're going to get pay cuts, less scenes. No, but really, guys, why would you want to say, okay, I was your significant other, but now I'm okay being on the sideline of this schmuck that like you will come back to and ask for advice, and I'm going to sit in the corner and watch you date other people? Oh, hells to the no. That is when you can rip apart your hoop earrings and be like, I'm about to go beat somebody. Because that's is unacceptable. If you are in a friend zone, it is time to say, I'm not signing up for this friendship deal. Your partner is not going to feel attracted to you if you have just accepted being their quote unquote platonic friend. And the only way platonic friendship even works with people that have previously dated is if no one is interested in each other as more than a friend, and it was a very mutual breakup. And those are like less than 1%, honestly. There's always one person that has feelings and another person that says, well, I just don't feel like this anymore. So guess what? That friendship has no future. Because unless both people are on the same page, it doesn't work. So my advice is don't accept being in the friend zone. If your friend, or your ex in this case, keeps insisting that you guys are just friends, don't accept it. It's very, very simple. I'm here for you, I care for you, but I'm not your friend. I'm not the person that you're gonna be calling at 3 o'clock in the morning telling me how bad your date was with somebody else. I'm not the person that's gonna give you advice on how you should handle your next relationship. Not doing it. Because when you become that person that your ex starts to come to and starts asking for advice on being on a date, oh, good luck. Good luck trying to get out of that friend zone. So don't put yourself there. And why would you want to emotionally do that to yourself? Where honestly, the people who are like, oh, I'm really happy for this person. I love them, but I'm happy. God bless them. Because the reality is, if you have feelings for someone and you're a mere mortal, hell no, I don't want you to see you happy with anybody else. No, I want you to see you miserable, or I want to see you single. And I'm just keeping it 100. Be single or be happy with me. Otherwise, freaking don't be happy. So the people who just are lurking in the shadows because they dated someone and now they think, oh, I'm gonna be in the friend zone. I'm gonna be so sweet to you. I'm gonna be so nice to you. And one day you're gonna wake up and you're gonna realize that it was a mistake breaking up with me. Newsflash, that's not how it pans out. How it's gonna work is that that person now has you, so they don't have to deal with the emotional things that come with a breakup. And then while they have you in the back burner, they can start dating somebody else. And they know you're still there. And meanwhile, if you have feelings for your ex and now you're in a friend zone, it's going to be harder for you to move on because you're still holding on to this hope that your ex is going to be with you. And all that's doing for you is that it's preventing you from moving on. So being in the friend zone is actually detrimental to you. Now, I'm not saying wish bad on your ex, but I'm saying look out for you. You should be your own number one priority. If you have feelings for someone and that person says, no, it's a wrap, I'm done, cool. Like, no harm, no foul. But don't be in the corner just pining over this person and accepting whatever little breadcrumbs they're giving you by being your friend. And then, meanwhile, you're not paying attention to other people in your life that you can potentially date. Therefore, coming back to my one motto, don't ever be in a friend zone. And listen, because you have a relationship or you had a relationship with this person, you should be able to be open and honest and say, it's not that I don't want to be friends with you, I can't be friends with you. Because if I am friends with you, it's going to hurt me to watch you with somebody else. And it's also going to prevent me from moving on to someone else because I'm going to be holding on to this hope that something's going to work out between us. And to be honest, if this person cared about you at all, they would understand where you're coming from. And they won't take any of that personally. Where it's not that you wouldn't want to be your friend, but you also have to make sure that you're okay. And honestly, that's why it's so rare for exes to be friends and for it to actually work out because of all of this, the emotional baggage. And then the people who end up saying, yes, I'll be your friend because they're hoping that their ex will now take them back. I mean, even the chances of that are so little. So let's say that you agree to be friends with this person, you try some of the tactics that I've given you, and then it doesn't work out, and then you still continue holding on and thinking that, oh my gosh, one day this person will realize that I'm so incredible and I'm just gonna be here. You're only hurting yourself. Time is money, honey. So you can't keep pining over someone that doesn't want to be with you. And as much as that sucks, whether you were just friends with this person or whether you dated the person, if you are in a friend zone, you have to accept that. As much as we wish that we could change how somebody feels about us, or how much somebody wants us, or how somebody treats us, at the end of the day, it's not up to that person to make a decision. It's on you. You don't ever have to stay in a situation that doesn't make you happy or doesn't serve you for your highest good. You should always think about yourself as part of the equation. And it's not being selfish. It's you making yourself a priority. Because if you don't make yourself a priority, nobody else is going to. And our emotional well-being is just as important as our physical well-being. So if you're in a situation where all it's doing is causing you stress or anxiety or making you feel inferior because you're pining over somebody that doesn't feel the same way about you, then remove yourself from that situation and just accept that maybe things are not meant to be. And look, I'm not trying to be unempathetic. I'm not trying to be non-understanding. I get when you're in that emotional roller coaster how hard that can be for a person. But the longer you stay in a situation that isn't changing, the more you're only hurting yourself. Now, in the perfect world, the things that I've told you to do, hopefully they will work because those are your best shots at getting this person to think of you differently and getting them to realize that maybe they have feelings for you. But like I said, you can't control how somebody feels about you. All of your self-worth, all of your happiness, your entire future can't be dependent on one individual. And in fact, you know what is really attractive? Regardless of how you ended up in the friend zone, what is really attractive is someone who makes themselves a priority and who doesn't take anything less than what they feel that they deserve. So if you feel, and I hope you feel, that you deserve someone that loves you, that respects you, that'll be there for you, that could be passionate with you and excited for you and is excited to just live life and share experiences with you, then you should not accept anything less than that. And if somebody can't be that person for you, then you have every right to pull back your energy and say, no, I'm going to give my time, my emotions, and myself to someone who can reciprocate all of those things and make me feel as amazing as I make them feel. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with you wanting that in your life. And unfortunately, most of the people that are stuck in the friend zone, and it's kind of sad because I've seen people stuck in the friend zone for months to years where maybe they've dated someone and it's in this back and forth friendship zone, or maybe it's somebody that they've had a crush on for X number of years that they just can't seem to let go. It's really unfortunate that they don't realize how much they're sacrificing. Every time you are giving your energy, every time you're being there for someone, that's time that you're taking away from your life. That's emotions that you're taking away from someone else that you can invest them into. And people don't realize how toxic that honestly is at the end of the day. Because whoever has placed you in the friend zone, I guarantee you, they're not doing that. They're reaching out to you when they need you, not vice versa. But they're still keeping their options open and they're dating other people, or they're entertaining the idea of other people, or maybe they're already in a pseudo relationship that you're not even aware of. And here you are, keeping yourself off the dating game in hopes that this person will reciprocate a fraction of how you feel. And that's just not fair to you. And that is why I keep emphasizing, you know, why people shouldn't just not even be in the friend zone. Because at this point, I hope at the least you have realized that there's not a whole lot that you gain from being here. And the worst thing is that hope you just hang on to. And honestly, that's also why I tell people that if you have broken up with somebody, just move on. Because it's that hope that will just emotionally drain you, that'll be the biggest time suck for you. And it's a real roadblock into you moving on into the next chapter of your life. So I hope you guys found this episode enlightening. I hope it was helpful in some small way. I just see this situation so often. And honestly, a lot of the advice that I see that people will give each other, or you'll have relationship and dating coaches give, it's just not very practical. And they want to be super nice, and they want to give false hope to people where there'll be this fairy tale ending. And as a result, people continue investing their time and their energy only to face a bigger heartache than if they had just accepted this as their fate from the beginning and moved on. And the reality is, you don't know what the future is going to hold, to present for you. Maybe one day things will work out between you and that person. But you can't put your life on pause for what maybe can happen one day. You have to still make the best decisions for yourself, because maybe the reason that this hasn't worked out or isn't working out is because there's somebody better for you out there. And vice versa, maybe what's not worked out for you so far is because your approach hasn't been along the lines of some of the things that I'm advising you to do. So only you know your situation the best. My only advice and my hope and my wish for you would certainly be that you prioritize yourself and you make yourself a priority. And you always remember that you deserve to be happy and you deserve to be loved. And regardless of who that person is that's giving that to you, I hope you find that. That is honestly my wish for each and every one of you that are stuck in the friend zone. And you know what? Maybe I'll pray for you guys as well, because there's way too many people in that friend zone, and I would love to see that number go down to zero. So with that, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I don't know why it was such like a struggle for me to talk through today's episode. And I think some days when I record and I've been talking a lot throughout the day, that kind of transforms and transpires into my episode. But hope you guys enjoyed it. As always, I loved doing this episode. Until next time, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked out of the rehab. Bye, guys.